Marry me, and welcome to the Witchy Spellcast. This is Kara and Saya here to add a little bit more magic into your everyday life. Remember, if you like this podcast, subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Maybe even give us a 5-star review, or drop a comment to let others know what you like about the podcast. Let's make some magic.
Welcome back to the Witchy Spellcast. Had quite a few technical difficulties.
That's all right. These things happen. We need to learn to embrace the change, and yada yada, like water.
I'm not ready to do any of that.
I know. You have no idea how unready I was for all of February. It's like as soon as we started talking about embracing change and working with water, water was just like, "Oh yes, Aya. Oh yeah, you want to embrace change, do you?" And then it just absolutely obliterated me.
Yeah, February was rough.
It was really rough.
I gotta say, it was really rough. Like, so today's episode, we're basically wrapping up the water series, mm-hmm. which should have happened in February.
But, you know, part of working with water is taking care of yourself. And we addressed this last episode where it was getting to be overwhelming and a bit too much for us to do an episode every week. Just spiritually, it's a bit heavy. But then on top of that, we've got two, sometimes three individuals all corresponding their different hectic life schedules. So, like, I'm glad we embraced that change. That I think turned out to be a really big positive change. And I can already tell I'm in a much better headspace to do this.
It was a needed thing. We all we're all kind of overworked right now, with multiple different things and like family things on my part, like a lot of family things. But it was very needed, and February still was rough. Even with like cutting back and everything, it was a rough month. And I did not do the self-care challenge. I started it and kind of fell off on that.
Well, that's okay. Just as long as you are taking care of yourself, it doesn't have to be like a public challenge. I think as long as you challenge yourself or challenged yourself for the month, even at this point, even us just surviving February was success in my book, because like, I got laid off in January. I started a new job in February. Like, within like 4 days, I started a new job, and I got bam freaking boozled by this job. And like, they just hammered me with work, and they didn't pay me anything. And I was working 6 and 7 days a week. And I just recently was like, fuck this, I'm out. Got a new job. So, like, yeah, I was not in any condition to do a public self care. Like, self care in the month of February was me telling this current place to like go scram to like kick rocks.
Self-care did not happen in February. The most self-care that happened was me going to my therapy appointments, but like all I managed to really do is keep my baby alive and my husband alive. Like
that a small feat? Like,
no,
don't undersell yourself. That's huge. Like,
yeah, but I didn't take care of myself, which is what we were trying to really get with the water thing, is to really take care of yourself, but also don't beat yourself up if things happen, obviously. And
they've
kind of slapped me pretty hard in the face during February. Worked intense in February. Still is a little intense. It's starting to slow down a little bit now. I've mentioned that I teach. We finally went back to full capacity with all
in
the
person.
Students. Yeah, in person, full capacity.
Mm-hmm.
And they gave us 2 days to prepare.
2 days notice?
Yeah, 2 days notice.
Oh my
to
God.
Prepare for it.
Holy moly.
Yeah, so we were like scrambling back and forth all February trying to deal with A-day students, B-day students, full virtual students. At the end, a fairy. They're like, okay, in 2 days you're going to get full capacity in-person students, but you still have to deal with full virtual students as well.
And you took away both. I'm sorry. So yeah. You have both full-time physical students and full-time online students?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, and they only gave us 1 day out of the week to work with our virtual students.
That seems really unfair.
They're supposed to compensate us in some way. We haven't...
To the students, yeah. I mean.
It's not fair to the students. It's not fair to us. They said they would compensate us, but the thing is, they were given the choice whether or not they wanted to come back in person or if they wanted to stay virtual. And if they chose virtual, then they had to stay virtual until the end of the semester. They chose in person, they had to stay in person until the end of the semester to make it easier on us.
I like that.
Yeah, because last semester they didn't do that and we were getting kids switching every day.
Oh, and yeah, that'd be exhausting.
Especially when you have to do a different pacing with online students and in-person mm-hmm. students. So, like, your online students would be ahead of your in-person students. They switch, and then you'd have to catch them up, and it was a madhouse. It still is. It's getting a little bit better. And that was, like, a huge, huge thing that I had to deal with on top of grad school.
Yeah, and you and Rowan are both in school on top of...
Yeah. Well, and then absolute family things.
Chaos. Yeah.
Yeah, and then
like you've got a family, a new family, and
not necessarily a new family.
You have a new child. Well, I guess he's almost one now. Good lord.
Yeah, yeah, he's almost one. He has his 9-month checkup tomorrow. Well, like so, I have the baby and my husband, and then my brother. All of his kids, which is, there's 5 of them, I think.
Holy
and
moly.
His girlfriend, they moved in with us. So any given day, we have what, like 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. We have like 12 people in this house.
You have a commune.
Basically. The house isn't big enough for that.
It's true.
Yeah.
I know that struggle.
Yeah. So we have... quite a few people living in the house right now, and we're trying to adjust to that and get used to parking situations and morning routines and dinner stuff. And my mom's still healing from her back surgeries, and my dad's not doing well health-wise, and it's been rough.
Yeah, man. I feel like since... Honestly, this is really like pessimistic to say, but like since last year, it's just been nonstop. Like we have little breaks now and then, but like it is just for the most part, just been one thing after a freaking another. And yeah. I really hope that a break is coming soon.
Yeah, I felt like the break in the weather, and I saw the Easter lilies starting to sprout, and I was like, God, that's got to be a positive. Omen, right? Like it has to be good things have got to be coming.
Yeah.
I like now work is starting to kind of like get a little easier. We don't have to prep as much, which is great. So just the few days that we've had the full capacity going has been so much easier to deal with. I'm not repeating myself twice a week.
Yeah. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's a lot nicer. We might actually get through some stuff. Grad school, thankfully, ends next month. So I'm
nice.
Like, yeah, I'm getting towards the end of my grad school semester. And then I don't think the summer semester starts up until May, the end of May.
Nice.
So
you have a nice and that's my break.
Last. Yeah, that's my last semester of grad school in general. So
dang. That's awesome.
Yeah. Then I'll have a master's degree.
Ooh, la la.
Yeah.
Who is she?
Only $65,000 in debt later.
I mean, you could be my sister-in-law who went to school for 15 years to be a doctor and it's like $250,000 in debt. But that's a different podcast entirely. We want to talk about how screwed our education system is. Yeah. and my firm beliefs that anybody who goes to like a higher education to do like teaching or be a doctor or like be a police officer shouldn't have to like pay necessarily, like, or there should be like an option to like pay off your student loan debts via community service. Like, do you know how beautiful the states would be? Like,
well, there is a way. So like, if you teach in the same area for, I think, 5 years, especially if it's a rural area, which I do. So if I teach there for 5 years, my student loan debt can be wiped.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah. But I have to pay on it, like...
Oh, like consecutively.
Yeah. And
for those 5 years.
For the, yeah. It, like...
I'd rather pay 5 years than a lifetime.
Well, the last time I checked, it was 5 years. It might be more now, because they were talking about upping it to 10. So it might be 10 years now, which for most cases, paying on it for 10 years pays it off. So either way.
I can't wait for next month, because the bridge that connects where I live to the beach should be fixed from where the hurricane knocked it out, and so we'll be able to go to the freaking beach. And
that'd be nice.
Yes, man. And on top of that, this new job I'm starting on the 15th, this coming Monday, I get to work from home, which, you know, is really going to be really good for my brain, because I thrived last spring working from home. I don't know if anybody else did, but like, it was, the dogs loved it. Cats loved it. The house was super clean. Like, I think it's gonna be nice.
Yeah, I think it takes a special kind of person to be able to work from home, mm-hmm. because you have to be able to separate work and home. So you have to like give yourself a pretty structured day.
I've got set business hours, dude.
yeah. Like, that's
My fiance is worried that I'm going to be weird because of lack of personal connection. like he's freaked out that I'm going to become some like recluse because I'm working at home. But like,
I mean,
we have,
you still go to the gym.
Exactly. I still go to the gym every day. And then I'm on top of that, the new company does a weekly Zoom call on Mondays to just be like, hey, what are your priorities for the week? Like, what are you doing? Yeah. How was your weekend? How was your week? What'd you get done last week? So I'm like, I'm going to thrive.
Yeah, that's... If it works out, it works out. Like, and that's great.
Yeah, man.
Hopefully.
And it's 100% the job I was doing. Like,
yeah.
It's literally the exact same thing.
Hopefully less, it's better than what you were dealing with, and see a change in things that way. So
yeah.
Hopefully things start looking up. I know.
It was so rough on February.
It was the longest yet shortest month ever.
So positives of February. Lots of negatives. Lots of downs.
Let's talk positives. High.
Yeah. Let's talk positive notes, because if we don't, that'll be a Debbie Downer of an episode. Like, water.
Yeah.
Meh.
Water. We had high hopes. We went in really strong. And shit hit the fan. And we...
Water, we went in anticipating a stream and got tsunamied. So...
Yeah, basically.
Okay, positive notes, positive notes, positive notes. I got it.
I gotta look in a freaking calendar to just...
Right, what day is it?
What's happening here?
Who am I? I'm trying to think of things that are like... So, self-care-wise, I got a... Like, one of those sweat... What? My gym buddy calls them fat guy bands. Or fat guy belts. And they make you sweat around your torso. Got one of those. And that thing freaking works. Like... Awesome. That was cool. The local comic K convention got reannounced, like it was canceled for a hot minute, and then they announced that they're coming back. I found out all of the new cosplays I'm going to do. My fiance got and myself got really into. We watched Dragon Slayer, and then we watched. I don't remember. We watched another one that only had like one season, and then we are like cojones deep into Seven Deadly Sins. And I've decided
that's like my favorite thing ever.
I am 100% cosplaying Deanne because she exudes chaotic good, and that's my alignment. And like, oh my god, because I want to build her Warhammer so stinking bad. Like, okay, going to conventions with props is frustrating, whatever. But
a little bit, but it's fun to make.
Right, it's fun to make. You get to swing it around. People want your picture. Like, I love comic book conventions just because, like, that's how I expect being a Disney princess at Disneyland is like, except for big freaking nerds. Like, someone's going to see me and go like, oh my god, your Kitana, specifically for Mortal Kombat 11 mobile version. Can I get your picture? Like, yes, that's why I do this. Enough time. Like, I'm specifically training I'm going to the gym specifically for the Chun-Li cosplay that I'm about to do, because I can't dress like Chun-Li and not have the freaking quads. Like, that's why I'm like working on flexibility, because I want to be able to do the high kick for the pictures. Duh. So the announcement that the convention was back on in February was like so good. That was yes, de la resistance.
Yeah. Oh, God. It's really hard for me to kind of like think of the positives that happened this month, because there was just nothing but negative. Like, I'm looking back, I didn't even have time to like work in my planner in February.
Oh, dang. Wow.
Yeah. Like, and that's my happy place. That's where I live.
Any positives around people in your life that like,
like
we had that mysterious package show up to your door. Did something positive come out of that?
No.
Just really? Nothing
anxiety
yet?
Like,
has friend come to pick it up and rifle through?
No, I haven't had time to do anything with it. And it's just sitting on my porch in a trash bag. It's like, as I said, like, so much bad.
Well, and the thing is, wasn't that in the beginning of February?
It was like we ended up on Valentine's Day.
What timing? So, anyway, I think we need that. I think you need that mysterious package to not be around you permanently.
It's on my porch. We'll deal with it eventually. It's not been
eventually,
on
but like anyway, we need a happy note for you, because I can talk about anime all day.
Well, my husband
just texted
me.
Your haircut looks great.
I did get a haircut, but I got that in March, so we were still kind of in the water. Like, so I did get a new haircut. It feels great. It's a lot shorter. My husband just texted me about a positive that is very inappropriate.
Is it his wiener?
Yeah.
Nice.
some really good intimate times with my husband. That was a big positive. We had some really good intimacy times this past month.
I mean, there's water involved in there somewhere, right?
Yeah. And I did start on a couple new medications. Therapy was good, like having that and starting new medications. That's been good. I kind of hit a good stride at work. That's positive. It was hectic, but I kind of hit a groove in it. So that would be positive.
Absolutely.
Great.
Grooves can be very nice when everything else seems chaotic. That's why I like such structure at work, is because, you know, I'm a creative person outside of my work life. And so I need that groove to nestle into. So, you know, grooves are not always necessarily a negative thing.
No, it's not. I'm glad that I kind of got into a groove at work. I would say a real big positive, and probably the only positive of last month at all, was just the milestones the baby hit. He took two steps on his own.
That's so exciting.
He's eating little crunchies, like the little poofy melt-in-your-mouth kind of like crunchy snacks. He's eating those on his own. Like, he'll grab them and eat them on his own, which is great. And he's moving all over the place. He's saying mama and baba and all these other words. He's huge. He has his 9-month checkup tomorrow, so we're going to see how much bigger he is.
And the size of you and his father, like, he's already a big boy, but he's gonna be big.
He's gonna be such a big boy. He's already hell on wheels. That's been my I would say the positive for February for me was everything the baby did and having him around and my husband.
That's awesome. But I mean, it's like it's an emotional support system, you know?
And it was needed.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I did read a lot of books in February, though, so there is that. I like really just kind of internalized and read a lot, which was needed too. I really needed to read, and it was great. I think I finished like 2 books in February, which was my goal. So I did that.
you did that.
I did that.
You crushed that goal. 2 books in a month. Do you know how many books I'm mid book in? Like all of them.
I have a stack of books beside my bed because I try to read after we put the baby to sleep before I go to bed for a little bit. And I've got a stack of 4 books that I'm reading currently, all of them. Like, I am in some point in all of them. And then I have an audiobook I'm listening to as well.
Nice. Like, that's a book series. I'm like the 4th book in this series of 6, right? It's about Loki, young adult romance, supernatural romance, which, hello, that's my niche, whatever. Fight me about it. I'm 30. I will take you down. Anyway, so I'm in like the 4th book of this series, and it just got to the point where I was like, I can no longer handle the secondhand embarrassment, because if they don't screw I'm going to lose it. Like, it's a slow burn, but it didn't start out that way. It was a very quick burn. Like, I don't know if the author maybe didn't think it was going to take off the way it did, but, like, it's frustrating to read. I just put it down. I haven't picked it up in, like, a year.
I have so many books that I do that, too. Like, it'll be really good. Like, I have a book, and I feel bad, because Rowan got me the book for my birthday 1 year. She bought me the 2 books in the series, one of her favorite series, and I feel so bad that I am 75% through this book and I just cannot finish it. I don't know why. Like, I'm almost done. Like, I could sit down and have
you need
it done
to make
in
that
a
goal for, you need to like, make that a goal for this month and into April.
Like, I need to finish it. I really do. I feel so bad. It took me forever to even get it started. But it's not a young adult book, and I love young adult books. That's the type of book I read. And it's not, I think it's categorized as either new adult or something like that. So it's not as fast-paced as young adult books are, which, like, makes, maybe once I, like now that I'm on ADD medication, maybe I'll be able to handle, like, actually get it read, because it won't, like, the how slow it is won't, like, fuck with my head as much.
Oh my gosh,
that's
it messes with me,
like,
so bad, especially if it's a young adult book that, like, I can predict the plot to, like, that drives me bonkers.
Yeah, I love when I can't predict what's gonna happen, and, like, with this book, I have no idea what's gonna happen, which is great. So, like, I'm actually going to have some satisfaction when I finish it. I know I am. And it's such a good book, but it's, like, so slow, and my brain cannot function that way. And now that I'm on ADD medication, maybe I can.
Yeah.
So I am hoping to try to finish that book, because I feel so bad that I got so far into it. And, like, I feel bad if I don't finish a book somebody recommends or gives to me. Because, like, your book choices, in my opinion, this is just my opinion, but your book choices show a lot about who you are, and they kind of become a little bit of a piece of you. And if you like give that to someone, and like,
definitely,
you know what I mean?
Yes, it's very telling of who you are as an intimate person, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah, like your book choices like really speak about who you are, which kind of concern me, considering that my book choices are either super fantasy based or about killing people.
Merciless was a great book. I cannot wait to read the second one. Even though you said it's not, it's kind of meh. Like, I have to read the second one so I could read the third one, duh.
The third one is like the best. I am currently in the middle of the fourth one. It's one of the ones that I like started and then set aside to read something else.
We'll set those goals for the rest of March and the rest of April. And yeah. We will crush those goals. The lot of
Hopefully.
Us.
Hopefully we can get some positive energy, some momentum going. And
I think what we really need is just to kind of like take a step and like just seriously ground for the next couple months to recoup from this.
Yeah, absolutely. Which is perfect considering that our next series, which will be our next episode, which will be the intro to our next series, which is Earth. And it is literally all about grounding. So,
and Rowan will be with us again because this is like her specialty. Well, she is going to make it a point. Like,
yeah, she's going to make a point too. And we will work our asses off to make sure, even if we have to record it super early or something, like we will.
Yeah, man, I'll wake up on a Sunday morning and record. I don't care.
Yeah.
Whenever her day off is, like whatever.
Whenever we can, we'll try to get it situated.
I'm excited for it. I'm excited for it. I'm excited to like just kind of get back in our groove because the sun is shining, plants are blooming, flowers are existing. Like it feels like finally there's a break. Like finally it's over, and I'm ready for it.
Yeah, same. So hopefully you enjoyed this episode as much as you could have. It was
a little bit random. Not really anything to do with anything, but you know, that's okay.
It was just a wrap up. This was just kind of a chill. We might have another one of these. No structure, just chill. What's going on in our lives? What's positive? What's negative? Kind of, I think I like these kind of things because it makes, whenever I hear it from other people, it makes me realize that, you know, I'm not the only one who's going through like hard times or crap, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you liked the episode, tell us something positive that happened in the month of February to you, either in our Facebook group, on the Facebook page, on our Instagram. You can tag us in your story. You can DM us. You can leave a review on our podcast page. Just something positive, because it was a lot of negative. And I feel like it's been a lot of negative. So I want to read all of the positive things.
Same. Well, okay. We'll catch you next time with a more structured episode.
Probably. Who knows?
All right.
Anyway.
Peace.
Later.